guys. Hi. Oh my goodness. Hi. It's been a couple of years. Probably not even. Oh, I just posted last year. But I know people probably been like, Precious, where you been? Life has been lifing. Life just been lifing. Life been lifing. So we're gonna just take it back a year. Life been lifing. I think the last episode I left off on was something about when I had COVID and I was just starting back my old job, because 2022 was it was a movie by itself. Today is September 12th, 2023. But last year was a movie just by itself. And I promise you, since I hit my 30s, life been lifing. Because it seems like all my 20s, I was living. Like, I was living with, like, no worries, but I had worries, but I didn't have worries. So it's like I was just living, and life started lifing when I hit 30. Really, the end of 29 ish, if you could say. But life been lifing. Like, I feel like all the things like my mama probably tried to protect me from just happened. I don't know how to explain it, but I wouldn't necessarily say that, but if you look on the other side and you look how your parents protect you or try to protect you up until a certain extent so you won't have to experience a lot of things, I guess, that they've been through and everything, it makes sense. And life started life for me, I feel like, in my 30s, when I hit 30. And I am 32. I just had a birthday like a week ago. Yes. But life been lifing. But like I said, we're gonna take it back. Let's pick one. Life been lifing. Life has really been lifing. We're taking it back to last time I had COVID. Yes, I had COVID, what, like three times I had COVID now. And when I had COVID, I don't think the COVID, like, it stopped my appetite. So I don't eat like normal people should eat, been eating or anything like that. Like, it really did something to my appetite, and I don't really eat like that. And it's been a minute since I had COVID. Don't want it again, because it's not good. I started back my old job, which was McDonald's, that I was with for, what, 14, 15 years. I had left there for a year. And I started back. I had COVID when I started back. That's the crazy part about it. Like I said, life was life, and like last year it was a movie by itself. Like, I went through my spiritual journey, everything. And if you guys want me to talk about that, just leave me a message and we could talk about it, whatever you guys want me to talk about. But yeah, so I started back that, and I was just so grateful. I was just grateful. This podcast is going to be grateful. I was just so grateful just to be back at a establishment where I know, and not even saying it like that. It's just, it was crazy, because people that don't take, like, a lot of things, they take a lot of things for granted. But, and on the other side, when it's your time, when you feel like you need to take a break from something, you need to take a break from it. And I felt like I needed that break, that year break that I did leave, which I learned a lot within that year that I did leave. Now, when I started back there a year later, a year and some months, probably a year and 2 months later, when I started back there, I was just grateful to be back. I was more humble. Now, I always been a humble person, but that really humbled me because I got out there and I seen what was out there, which was nothing. And it's like, these people here, like, it's like nothing out there as far as like jobs. Like, it is a lot of jobs out there, don't get me wrong, but they don't take care of you like what you used to. And it is good for change, don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. It is good for change. But I am glad that I did get to experience like another job versus, because I was with McDonald's since I was 16. Like 16, 17, I've been with them. And I always kept saying like, I want something new. I want to find something else or whatever. So when I did get the taste of that, like, I feel like I went through hell. I went through hell. Oh my goodness, I went through hell. And I left there, I went to Burlington full time. I was a back end supervisor for the back end. That means that I was getting all the deliveries. Now, with that being said, I did not know what I was getting myself into, because I had Burlington for a side job. Me and my ex-best friend, she started the job first, and then I just got on because we were staying together at the time or whatever. And it was just fun, having two jobs or whatever. We going on trips, you got extra money, whatever, you could do it. I don't have any kids and I'm not doing anything else, so why not? So I was working there for probably about a year, and then my ex-boss, he came to me and said that, Precious, I have a position that I want to give you, blase blase, boom boom boom. Okay, I took it. We know you're good for it or whatever. Now, with that being said, I just jumped in. I didn't know what I was going into. What they did explain to me somewhat, but when I actually sat and thought about it, I lost hours. I lost like 5 hours because I was making 45 hours. So I lost 5 hours, which counts, which it makes a big difference. So I lost 5 hours. And the insurance sucks. I was so used to having Blue Shield Blue Cross. I went to another blase blase. Yeah. So I lost 5 hours there. And then once I really got into the job in the back, it was crazy. Like, I had some good times, but it was crazy. Like, I don't know, like, it's pallets. And you have boxes, probably stacked 45 to 50 boxes on a pallet stack. So we could get every bit of from 2 cases all the way up. It could go up to 13 cases. So I'm throwing these pallets by myself. I'm throwing these boxes. Boom, boom, boom. Pulling the pallets. I had to be to work at 4:00 in the morning. And I'm just pulling, throwing. And it got to the point where I was just throwing by myself. And I feel like everything happened for a reason. God put me in places, positions, and everything to show me in the long run, when I actually get to a place like, dang, okay, so this is why God did this. And this is why he put me in this position, because whatever I do, anybody that come in my life, I try to understand and figure out why God put that person in my life or why God put me in this situation. It comes to me. Like, God got me. I could just say that. Like, he has me. So, throwing boxes, boom, 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 doing that for a year. Boom, tight, boom, 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 boom. So, finally, decided to leave, whatever, left. So, I left there. I didn't work for probably about two weeks and so. With that being said, I had went into the hospital. I was in the hospital for 2 days. I had a big boy on my backside. But with that being said, I left there and I was off work for like 2 weeks and a half, probably the max, probably 2 weeks and a half. Then I went to Amazon. Oh my God. I went to Amazon. Yes, I went to Amazon. Yep. The worst job ever for me. I'm speaking for me. I'm not gonna speak on what went on in there, whatever, which is nothing bad. I just personally felt like that wasn't for me. Like, I had two nervous breakdowns both nights. I was probably at Amazon probably for about 2 weeks, if that. I was probably there for about 2 weeks, if that. Yeah, probably about 2 weeks. I cried. I cry every night. Oh my, I feel like that was the worst time of my life. I cry every freaking night. Every fucking night. I cry. Two of the nights out of probably the couple of weeks I was there, I had two nervous breakdowns. I promise you, I tell you no lie, I had two freaking nervous breakdowns. Two. And I was like, it was so bad. And I just stopped, like, I was just stuck. And like, time didn't move. Time didn't do nothing. I was just stuck in that spot. I was stuck. I couldn't do nothing. And I just had a breakdown the first night. The second night, I had a breakdown. I had two nervous breakdowns in that place. I just feel like my whole life just started crashing down. I feel like it was just the end of the world for me, and it was really bad. And I had to promise myself, like, Precious, you just stay humble, keep pushing, you got it. Like, I had to talk myself out of this because it was bad. Like, oh, I'm getting chills. Like, it was so bad. Yeah, I don't understand. It was bad for me. And I don't think I ever told nobody this. I don't know. But it was so freaking bad. And like I said, it wasn't a place, it was just the work probably that I was doing that I wasn't used to. Like, I shouldn't be doing this. Like, why am I here? Like, it was crazy. Like, everything was going, everything that you could think of just going through my freaking brain. Like, why am I here? And then it may sound crazy, but the steel-toe boots, that hurt me to my heart. I can't stand steel toe boots, shoes. It wasn't even boots. It was like shoes. Like, it was some Skechers that I had. Like, some Skechers steel toes. I hate steel toes. I hate those shoes. It just felt like somebody just tried me. It hurt my feelings. It hurt my heart. Like, I don't know. It was bad for me. It was really bad. It was bad. I was only there for 2 weeks. So I was there for 2 weeks. I cried every night because it's like these things, you got to go down, put boxes in to make sure it's going to the right location, blase, blase, whatever. It's a lot to learn, whatever, easy, boom, 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 boom. So it's like I'm trying my hardest or whatever, and they're telling me that I'm not moving fast enough, blase, blase, okay, I'm moving, whatever. I just feel like I was closed in. I feel like that wasn't for me. I had on these steel toe shoes, Skechers. It just hurt me to my heart. I'm crying every night. I had two panic attacks. I just had two nervous breakdowns two nights in a row. It was bad. I had to get out of there. I had to. And I was working from like a 1:50 to like 12 o'clock or 11:50, something like that, for 4 days off, 3 days, whatever. It was freaking bad. It was bad. It was bad for me. But at the same time, I still made it happen. Like, I still made it happen. So I left there. My mama got me on at Walmart. So I was at Walmart doing, I forgot what they call it. I forgot. It's in the back where you get the food. Like, you go shopping for the customers or whatever. Yeah, I did that. Much calmer. Like, much. It was like a slow, fast pace. So it's like you going picking food, whatever. It's like it's relaxation.
whatever, if you tune in, like, the customers out or whatever, some people come and they ask you this, they ask you that, whatever, it's calm. I don't have to manage nobody. I've been in management dang near all my life since I've been working. I wasn't crying and having a nervous breakdown. I didn't have to wear steel-toe shoes. I could wear my own clothes, and yeah, perfect, whatever, did it good, caught COVID, boom, first time I had ever caught COVID. That was the first time, no, second time I caught COVID. Yep, the second time I ever caught COVID. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was the second time. Caught COVID, I didn't go back. I was probably with Walmart probably for a month. I was probably with them for a month or two. Probably a month and a half. Yeah, I was with them for a month and a half. No, probably 3 weeks. No, I was with them for a month. I was with them for a month. Month and a half. Then come to find out that my old company wanted me back. McDonald's, they wanted me back, went back. So in the process of me having COVID, I had to be out of work, and I had COVID for probably about a week. And when I tell you, I almost passed out. Everything in whatever you could think about, it happened with COVID. I almost passed out going to the mailbox, trying to see if my insurance was still in there from the old job. It was crazy. It was crazy. Like I said, last year alone just was a movie by itself. So probably was there for a month and a half. Talking to a really close friend of mine, she was like, oh, they want you black, blase, blase, call my old boss or whatever, that I can set it up, boom, I'm in there. I tell you, when I got back there, like I said, I was so grateful to be back. I was just grateful and humble. Like, I'm just happy to go back working to what I know, blase. I'm just happy, like, they cut these other places, they cut your hours, they don't care, you can't work where they want you to work. No, I cannot do every day, all day, 2 to 11, I can't. So soon as you can't do it, they want you to do whatever, yeah, I'm open, but every day, no, I cannot do that. So you can't make a deal with me, because I can't do it. So I'm back because I'm just grateful. I'm just so freaking grateful just to be back. Humble, belly talk, humble. So working up, climbing up, boom, getting ready to go to Hamburg University, just working on all my stuff. Life hits again. Life does hits again. Boom, hit like slight depression. Probably, I say, some months in, hits like depression. Going through a lot. Nobody there for me. Like, I feel like I'm by myself going through this, but I'm still pushing. Get to work, can't really work because I have all this going on in my brain or whatever, and pushing. Nobody there pushing. So last year for me, it was just really, 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 just really it. Yeah. Life was really life in last year. It did. Went through slight depression. I pulled myself through it. Like, anything is possible. You just have to be strong-minded. You really have to be strong-minded. Strong-minded in this world, especially when it's you and God had me. That's all I can say. That's the best way I can put it. Like, just God had me. And I'm just thankful and I'm grateful just to even pull through it. Ooh, I see a freaking iguana and I'm terrified of iguanas. But that's what it was. Yeah. Life was life in last year. Oh my God. But just to sum it all up, that's what it was. Got back to my new job. I was just grateful and went into a slight depression. Still pushing, still working, still going to work, making my money. Nothing stopped me. Just going to work, sad. Everything just was sad. Yeah. Yep.